Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Drill Down with Marty Stetzer. This podcast is part of our EKTI Oil and Gas Learning Network and brought to you today jointly with the Energy Conference Network in Houston. ECN executes some of the most timely, insightful, and respected conferences in the energy industry. They provide executives with the edge they need to overcome the challenges of today's very tough operating environment. Today, I'm pleased to be talking with Mr. Joe Perino, an associate of EKT Interactive and industry veteran. He will be leading the keynote panel discussion at the upcoming ECN IoT and Oil and Gas Conference in Houston. Joe, happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. As Marty mentioned, I'll be moderating the keynote panel session dealing with the topic, what is IoT in the context of oil and gas? And I'd like to preview not only the subjects to be discussed, but also a diverse group of speakers that we have on our panel. First of all, the subjects to be discussed will include how is IoT empowering oil and gas companies to achieve more with less? Secondly, how do we evaluate the benefits and setbacks affecting the industry through the journey of IoT implementation? And third, what's the C-suite perspective on the challenges and value proposition of implementing an IoT strategy, particularly in these difficult times? We'll be joined by five very diverse individuals on the panel. They include Jim Klonch, Vice President of Operational Excellence for Statoil, Richard Ward, a senior industry expert from McKinsey & Company, Randy Kurtowski, former CIO of Chevron Global Upstream and VP of IT for Caterpillar. Fourth, Dr. Mike Biddle, Managing Director of EVOC Innovations. And last but not least, Linda Salinas, Plant Manager at Texmark. These five panelists not only represent diversity between each other, but each one has their own diverse background. So let's start with Jim Klonch of Statoil. I know Jim, and he's been a frequent speaker at these events. Jim is currently Vice President of Operational Excellence for Development and Production for Statoil in the USA and in Mexico. He joined Statoil in 2009 as a Vice President of Global Business Services in the Houston offices, and has held subsequent positions in Norway and in Houston. And so he has over 25 years experience in the industry. But the oil side is not the only place that Jim's worked. He's also been a managing director of Growth Capital Partners Energy Group. He's been the CFO and CIO of Power Well Services, so he did a stint on the oil field services side there. He's been a senior vice president of shared services at the Intercontinental Hotels Group, and before that was vice president of shared services for Halliburton. So Jim brings a diverse perspective from his own background. Richard Ward is our next panelist. He also has a diverse background, not only spending time currently at McKinsey, but former CEO of Corporate Research Group, vice president of innovation and new ventures at IHS, a senior director at Cambridge Energy Research Associates, a vice president at Network Oil, and he started his career way back working for Halliburton's Landmark Graphics Group. He has a degree in physics from Rice University. Our third panelist is Randy Kurtowski, former CIO of Chevron's upstream global business and most recently with Caterpillar. I've known Randy for about 10 years because back at Schlumberger, when I was working on the iField team at Chevron, Randy was the CIO. Since then, he left and went on to Caterpillar, so he has an interesting background of both oil and gas and manufacturing. Currently, he's an independent consultant and sits on a variety of boards, including the board of C3IoT, a startup up-and-coming IoT software vendor. Speaking of startups, our fourth panelist is Dr. Mike Biddle, Managing Director of EVOC Innovations. Mike has a long background in starting up companies and bringing them to successful fruition. He's called the garbage man for work in extracting value from complex waste streams around the world and he's won numerous rewards, such as the Gutenberg Award, which is equivalent to the Nobel Prize for Sustainability. Mike has a PhD in polymer science and an undergraduate degree in chemical engineering. Mike currently manages investment capital for up-and-coming startup. Last but not least, we have Linda Salinas, who is currently the plant manager at Texmark Chemicals here in Houston. Texmark is a specialty and toll manufacturer. Linda is responsible for all plant operations, has a background in environmental management, and a degree in mathematics from the University of Houston. So as you can see, we have a very diverse group of panelists, and so not only were their answers to the questions being posed be interesting, but it should make for a very interesting Q&A session with the audience. So with that, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you at the Energy Conference Network IoT for Oil and Gas Conference on September 13th and 14th, and especially on day one when I get my chance to moderate the keynote panel session. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks so much, Joe. Your summary of the keynote addresses was terrific. Joe's presentation is part of a series of conference podcasts that will be on our website, www.ektinteractive.com. Based on these keynote speakers and others, our listeners should be interested in attending and learning more about the conference. Just visit the ECN website, search for IoT and Oil and Gas, and you will see the details on the conference coming up September 13th and 14th. ECN also has an exclusive offer for all the EKTI listeners. When booking your ticket, simply enter the discount code EKTI10, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount off the price of your attendance. To learn more about how the important oil and gas industry works, be sure to check out our free Oil 101 series, also on the EKTI website. Thanks so much for listening.